yo, C, what up, man? Yo, keep the L's, cause I play strictly for the W, that's our chance, dude. No emotion like Kawhi when I'm focused. I stay ready, train to go, cause I'm a pro, that's no off season. I'm LeBron like on the mic, MJ status, I can give two. It's about the opposition, all I know is get them. I'm so disrespectful, there's nothing you can do about it. My dominance reigns supreme, like peace on top with everything. I bring the noise, plus put you on pause. I punish the strong as well as the weak. Five Mike MC amongst the elite, and I roll with a championship circle. You don't believe me? Sit down, let's talk about it with my man Cordell Bowser. Yeah, clap it up for him.
Welcome to another episode of Championship Circle, and I'm going to be your host, Cordell Bowser. But today, like I always do, I'm bringing you a special guest today, because he's the man in his own ring. I wouldn't talk too much junk to him, because I know his hands are lethal, but go on and introduce yourself, guest.
What's going on? It's Brian Maxwell here.
And let the listeners know, that's what you do. What's your skill level?
I'm a bare knuckle fighter. I'm a MMA guy fighter. I'm a Muay Thai fighter. I'm a boxer. And, you know, I'll always be a wrestler for the rest of my life, too, man. I does it all, man. I like to have multiple dimensions of combat sports in my system, so when I do retire one of these days, I have the knowledge to pass on to my child and also students of the game.
And I'm glad you said it, because my podcast, I try to kind of cater to the youth athletes, so because, you know, mm-hmm. the youth need the motivation right now, because I mean, you can talk to adults, but adults know better. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they've been playing sports all their life, and they yet that point of their life. But youth, they just starting out. So, I mean, growing up, how was you like growing up?
Man, when I was a kid, I was bad. I mean, I was bad.
Come on, man. Kid.
Like, I stayed in trouble. You know, I stayed in trouble all the time. And, you know, I really didn't tighten up with myself until, like, my sophomore year in high school, because I finally found that I was a good athlete after talking to my coaches and stuff, and them staying hard on me as a wrestler. And, you know, I ended up, you know, starting getting those letters early as a sophomore. At the end of my sophomore year, the letters, those college offers started coming in. And, you know, that was my motivation to stay out of trouble and get on the right path before, you know, I messed all that up. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my sophomore year was my pivotal year. I beat a couple guys that were state ranked, and, you know, I beat a couple All-Americans that year, and, you know, it put me on the map. And, you know, like I said, once those letters came in, I decided I needed to straighten myself out.
And I know you had support from your family, friends. I know you had all of that in your corner while you was, like, you know, all of us have our times. Like, we grew up, you know what I'm saying, that bad crowd, the peer pressure. I mean, it's all about growing up. But like you said, you matured. You seen a different goal.
Yeah, that's big facts, man. Like, literally, I used to stay in trouble all the time, like for like petty stuff, and sometimes it would be big stuff. You know, I got into several fights and stuff while I was in school, and, you know, I would do petty stuff, like not necessarily picking on people. I was a class clown, and
teachers didn't like class clowns,
and yeah, teachers didn't like class clowns, and also I had a mouth on me, and if I didn't like something, I would let you know about it. And you know, if you felt like the need that you wanted to argue, I would definitely argue back with you. And that was just me back then. And, you know, of course I played sports, but, you know, I just hadn't found myself yet. And, you know, it's part of being a kid. You have to find yourself at some point and grow up and mature a little bit.
And I know you said you was preparing yourself for college. What college did you attend?
I ended up going to a NAIA division. Well, back then it was an NAIA Division I school. It's called West Virginia Institute of Technology, okay. AKA West Virginia Tech. It's a sister school of West Virginia University of West Virginia. So go Golden Bears all day.
And when you get to that collegiate type level, you know, you done mature, you done got your stance. When was it that it hit you that, you know what, I might be all right in MMA. Let me start training for MMA fighting.
I mean, while I got to college, like my freshman year was super pivotal for me because, you know, I was in a new place and, you know, I didn't know nobody. And, you know, it was the first year of the college's wrestling program. So, you know, all eyes was on the wrestling program. And, you know, three tournaments in, I became an All-American automatically because I ended up placing in a tournament that they didn't think I would place in. And, you know, I used to chill with my roommates all the time. And, you know, one night, one of my roommates, he's a big MMA fan and he loved the UFC growing up. And I never knew what none of that was back then in 2007. Like, I had no idea what MMA was, never seen it a day in my life. But, you know, he's like, man, y'all trying to watch these fights. I was like, what, boxing fights? He's like, no, don't nobody watch box. He's like, no, don't nobody watch boxing no more. Everybody watches MMA. And I'm like, what's MMA? And he was like, you know, the fights are on, so just watch. And, you know, as soon as he turned the channel, I guess, you know, it's been a long night, and it just happened to be the main event, and Anderson Silva was fighting. And, you know, I liked his swagger. I liked his style. And, you know, I liked the way he perceived himself coming out there and doing what he done. Of course, he got the knockout. And that sparked my interest. And, you know, after that, you know, after getting out of school, you know, I dabbled in life for 2 years and, you know, tried to find myself and, you know, see what I was going to do with myself, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I found out that I had a kid on the way, and that was my moment to saying that I got to, you know, put the gas on the pedal and do something with myself. And that's when I just, my interest of doing MMA finally was like, let's get it and let's find a way to do it. And, you know, I just happened to be scrolling through the internet because I found out there was a popular promotion in my area called Ruckus in the Cage. And so I looked them up and I seen that they had fights coming up within a couple months. So I signed up, and within a couple hours, the promoter called me. And so that was exciting in its own. And, you know, he offered me a fight against a 2-0 guy. And me being a wrestler, I don't care about records or anybody's background. And I accepted it. And, you know, the promoter was like, really? You really accept this fight? And I was like, yes, sir. He's like, it doesn't matter if the guy's 2-0. And I was like, no, sir, it doesn't matter. I accept. And he's like, all right, well, you're set to fight. This guy, he's from a good jiu-jitsu school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's 2-0. And I was like, that's cool. I'll start training right now for this fight. So, you know, I started training. I started going to Planet Fitness to get back in shape because I was 200. And at that point in time, I had got all the way to 240 pounds. Mm-hmm. So, I was pretty hefty. So
yeah, you was.
I started working out and got into decent shape. And, you know, the fight came, you know, I was nervous. It was the most nervous I had ever been since my very first wrestling match, man, in middle school. And, you know, I walked around all day, you know, punching and kicking stuff and, you know, just, you know, trying to get in the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I end up, you know, the fight started, and, you know, I ended up knocking him out in 25 seconds, man. It, That was wonderful, man.
I was gonna ask you. I know you put that in one of your highlight reel moments, because every athlete has that them moments in life that when they started, it'd be like, oh yeah, that's the one I always remember.
Yeah, man, it's my first one, so I always remember it. You know what I'm saying?
So how was the training from like being a wrestler to actually MMA training? Was it any different? Did you have to do something more than something you didn't do as a wrestler?
I mean, it was kind of similar, because, you know, being a wrestler and transitioning to MMA, it was probably one of the easier transitions I've ever had, because, you know, the wrestling, you know, is a dominant force in in all types of mixed martial arts, and, you know, working hard was nothing new to me, and, you know, I'm an open book, so learning something different than what I know was awesome. And, you know, going into that very first fight, you know, I met a guy at Planet Fitness, and, you know, we linked up, and, you know, he started taking me to a boxing gym so I could get my hands right, because, you know, I didn't have no experience with throwing my hands except for in street fights. And, you know, during those street fights that I got into, you know, I take somebody down and beat them up, and I wouldn't stand up with them. So I do what I did best and just go ahead and dump them on their head and beat their face in. You feel what I'm saying?
So as you transition to the like professional league, MMA, who's been your toughest opponent?
I don't know who's my toughest opponent is. I'm gonna say Chad is gonna be my toughest opponent, because, you know, it's like I'm fighting myself. This is a man that I've looked up to my whole, like, basically my half my life. I've been a fan of his since day one. And, you know, I kind of molded myself to kind of be just like him growing up. I wore his football number in middle school. And, you know, I like this cockiness and the shit talking. And
yeah. So it's like you fighting one of your role models.
Yeah, man. My idol has become my idol has become my rival.
Right.
But at the same point in time, I feel like I'm fighting myself in this fight. I'm fighting the version of me when I started getting experience in the game, you feel what I'm saying? So, you know, fighting Chad is, like I said, it's like fighting myself. So, man, like I've had some crazy messages in the past week. Somebody really thought that Chad was my dad or my brother.
Come on, man.
Like that shit was crazy, man. These people hit me up on Instagram and they were like, why are you fighting your dad? And I'm like, it's not my dad. Is it your brother? And I'm like, no, it's not my brother, man. Like it's been crazy. I've gotten some wild.
They couldn't be no diehard sports fans. They couldn't have been.
Yeah. And, you know, like, since I put the fight poster out yesterday too, you know, I really did have someone ask me, like, are you fighting your brother or something? I'm like, bro, we do not look alike. We have different last names, bro. Like, we have no ties to each other.
No, whatsoever. You know what so, like so crazy. When it come down to it, he challenged you, right?
Man, I don't know how this even came to. My name was in the hat, I guess, and you know, they brought my name up, and, you know, they offered me him, and I guess they offered him me, or I still don't know.
You still don't know how it happened.
Yeah, I don't know what happened behind the scenes with that, but, you know, I got the received the opportunity, so I'm taking it. You feel what I'm saying? I'm taking smacking this gas pedal, all gas, no brakes.
So have you had any, like, interaction, any, like, words, Twitter, with Chad ever since, like,
Yeah, we've talked on Instagram several times. We got each other's number. We've talked on the phone, and we've texted each other and shit like that. And, you know, that's cool.
Yeah. And like you said, Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco, he's been in the NFL. Everybody know 11 years played pro football. So he's an athlete. He just yes, not,
all yeah, world
yeah,
athlete.
Yeah, he's still an athlete. It ain't like he just off the street or like, oh yeah, I'm about to fight Brian Maxwell. Like, nah, this guy like been training almost his whole life, just not for fighting.
Yeah, and you know, I've seen some, I just now made a Twitter. So
oh, you late. You
know, yeah, I'm super late with Twitter. And you know, as soon as I made my account, man, I started seeing that my name was trending.
Yeah, so, man, you got to go and get that blue check, man. This the time right here.
Yeah, man, like I seen my name was trending on Twitter. I'm like, what the fuck? This shit is crazy. Because, you know, I got a notification a couple days ago, like last week sometime, that, you know, my name was trending on Facebook also.
Oh, yeah.
And that in itself is crazy because I didn't know you could be a trending topic on Facebook. Like, I don't know if I'm behind on that or not.
Yeah, like any social media, if your name pops up and it's like constantly popping up, oh yeah, you're gonna be trending.
Yeah, and you know, people were sending me screenshots of Twitter and stuff that my name was trending and shit, and on Instagram also, and I'm like, man, this shit crazy. And then all of a sudden,
like, you know, a dream, right?
Yeah, then all of a sudden I start getting all these messages from people and stuff like that, man. It's been a wild past week and a half, man. Like, I'm very grateful and thankful for it, man. I've definitely been counting my blessings.
Yeah, man. And like I said, man, the fight is June 6th, and you're fighting on a Mayweather card, man.
Yeah, I think we're the fight to kick off the card.
The
main card. Yeah, so that's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, man. Like you're on a Mayweather card.
Yeah, man. It's something that I would have never dreamed of, but you know, I'm gonna ride this wave and add this to my part of the journey. And
right,
yeah, all gas, no brakes.
All right, so I'm gonna ask you this, man, because I want to hear it. Because I done interviewed ball players, I mean track stars, but you my first fighter that I have interviewed, so that's a big milestone for me. But I got to ask you this, man: how do you feel about the Paul brothers, man? I mean, hey, be honest, man.
Hey, I'm gonna keep it a stack with you, man. They're smart.
Yeah.
They're smart.
Yeah. I keep telling people that they using their gimmick to market.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're smart businessmen. But also, those boys are athletes, man. You got to look at their backstory. They were all state wrestlers, man. And, you know, they got their YouTube fame. So they're using it business wise to add not only more money to their pockets, mm-hmm. but. You know, their fan base is following whatever they're doing at all times. So with them coming into boxing and stuff like that, and you know, any other thing that they're doing, it is smart business mm-hmm. moves. Sure, people talk shit about it. You know, they suck, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, you know, what would you do if you were in their shoes?
Right.
Wouldn't you be happy and doing what you can to make more money for not only yourself, but your family also? I mean, you know, people think it's a joke, but at the end of the day, man, it's all about
how you make your money. I mean, like Floyd is a marketer. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Like, I mean, that's how he's money Mayweather. He's entertainment. That's what you want right now.
Yeah, he knows how to market themselves, just like those brothers. They know how to market themselves and keep that, you know, they always in a bag, you feel what I'm saying? They always getting a check. And you know, it's that check is going to help them when they get old and retire from doing all this. And you know, they're setting up their futures. You know, everybody might talk shit about that shit, but damn, let the boys live their life.
Yeah, that's what I be telling them, like, hey, they getting money. If I was in their shoes, I'm a snatch somebody head and run too. If it will make me a couple meals.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? And like I said, it's a win-win situation for everybody involved because they're making money and everybody around them is making money. And if they want to get punched in the face while doing it, let them do it, man. It's what their followers want to see, and their followers are coming to wherever they are. You feel what I'm saying? So it's putting more eyes and more people coming to whatever they're doing. You feel what I'm saying? And like I said, that shit is smart as hell.
It is. It's a great marketing. It's marketing at its best.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Sure.
And the crossover, like with Conor McGregor. No, Conor McGregor crossed over and fought Mayweather. I mean, this, I feel like this what the sport need.
Yeah, like, it's
still got the skill level of boxing and MMA, but it's bringing in like storylines like WWE. And that's what the fans want to see.
Yes, sir. Because, you know, WWE, man, I'm a huge WWE fan. Yeah, man, I grew up watching wrestling, man. When wrestling was actually fucking wrestling, when it was
WCW.
to actually be real, you feel what I'm saying, before, you know, they everything evolutionized and it looks a little fake as fuck right now. But, you know, I'm still a big fan. I grew up watching wrestling, man. And, you know, with MMA fighters becoming boxers and stuff these days, it's smart business. And that's how you got to perceive it, man. Like, you know, sure, the two sports don't belong together, but at the same time, the world likes entertainment. People like entertainment. What do people think they used to do in the olden days? How do they think stuff like this got started? Entertainment.
Right. Like, even right now, now they're trying to market the old fighters to make them some more money, like Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. Who would have seen that fight coming?
Man, I love that fight.
Yeah, like, me too. Like, I really did.
Man, that fight right there actually brought me back to reality of, you know, what if Mike Tyson and Roy Jones fought each other in their primes? Like,
right.
How raw would that have been? And, you know, how much money, you know, how much money they would have made?
Generated. Yeah, how much money they would have generated.
Like that fight was still lit, even though they're old. Like,
right.
You know, Mike Tyson, I believe Mike Tyson held back a little bit.
He did. I kind of heard they kind of signed a contract where Mike couldn't really let loose on him. I believe that.
Hey, that one round that I think Mike forgot. And
he did.
And he went off on Roy for a second and was like, oh, shit, I got to hold back.
When he hit him in the ribs.
Yes, sir. Because that's his trademark. When he go to the start leaning to the right, that body to the head, and then he gonna follow it up with a cross, man. I think he forgot for a second.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, God, I gotta hold back.
Like, there could have Iron Mike coming out.
Yeah, and you know that shit was lit to me, man.
Right now they trying to put together, you know what I'm saying, Mike Tyson versus Lennox Lewis, which I wouldn't mind seeing. I really wouldn't.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing it either. You feel what I'm saying? Like it's where sports is at right now is awesome, because you know when COVID hit, sports was gone for a couple months.
Oh, you ain't got to tell me. Like, I had to kind of put my podcast on kind of pause because it won't really nothing to talk about.
Yeah, man, and like it won't nothing going on. Everybody was bored. I know I was so bored. I'm watching YouTube videos of old games.
Oh yeah, that's what I was doing. That's what I was doing. Old fights, games. I mean, just like, won't nothing populating around.
Yeah, so I know YouTube was getting all the views when COVID first hit. Because, you know, sports was gone for a couple months and, you know, everybody was bored. And, man, like everything that's going on with sports right now, I don't care whether it's celebrity boxing, you know, the Paul brothers fighting YouTubers. TikTokers fight TikTokers, and you know, all the other major platforms of sports, man. It's in a world of everybody's happy and making money and enjoying themselves. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what I love about it, man. I'm a competitor. When COVID hit and I wasn't competing and I wasn't able to go to the gym, I felt like a normal person again, and I hated it. Because for the first time in years,
You had to slow down.
Yeah, I had to go to work, come home, and do nothing. That sucked.
Because
I'm used to going to work, coming home, going to the gym, coming home, and being able to relax. But when the gym was taken out the equation, I was like, oh, my God, I can't do this. Like I think the world's going to end because, you know, after fights, after I fight, I usually take a week off from the gym because my coach kicks me out the gym for a week to, you know, chill out and hang out with my friends and, you know, be a normal person. And I hate that, man. Like, I hate not being able to be in the gym.
Cause you're a gym rat.
I sure am. I'm the definition of it. Yeah, you're a gym rat. Yeah, I'm the definition of it. I'm in the gym literally 7 days a week, whether it's I'm getting ready to do something or I'm training people, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's been my whole life since, you know, I started playing, being an athlete. Mm-hmm. And that's what I know. And I'm not going to say it's all I know because I'm a jack of all trades. I can do anything. But, you know, being in the gym has been my big pivotal part of my life. And, you know, I'm really introducing it to my son now because my son joined a wrestling team for the first time. And, you know, I told him, you know, this is your lifestyle now. You're going to be in here more than ever before. I'm going to break you. I'm going to make you cry. I'm going to make you, you know, wish you wasn't in here and stuff and stuff like that, man. And he's with all the smoke and I like it. Mm-hmm. And he's only 9 years old.
So you training him, you starting him off young.
Yes, sir.
That's how you got to do it.
Exactly. Cause I want him to be a better athlete than me and be able to do what he wants earlier than I got to, you feel what I'm saying? Because, you know, when I was a kid, my mom only made me play basketball, and I hated that with a passion.
Mm-hmm.
I loved watching it, but I hated playing it.
They just want you.
That wasn't my style. I wanted to be able to mess somebody up or hit somebody and see how they look when I hit them or put somebody in the face. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just feel like I was a contact sports kind of person.
Mm-hmm. When you say contact sports, this is what I want to ask you. What's the kind of difference in the bare knuckle boxing and the regular boxing?
I mean, of course, not having no gloves on and you got to work on different angles of your timing and where to place your punches. Mm-hmm. Because with gloves on, you can throw a punch and still hit somebody. Mm-hmm. Without gloves on, you could throw a punch and completely hit wind and look like, oh God, you feel what I'm saying?
I think the bare knuckle matches are shorter because you ain't going to take too many like straight knuckles to the nose, you know what I'm saying? Like you would gloves.
Yeah, man. Like bare knuckle, I love it, man. I love being a part of the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships team. I love it with a passion, you know. You know, like I've told people, you know, I'm happy with fighting all over again. You know, this fight with Chad is super big for me. This is my 12th professional fight. And, you know, 12 is my lucky number.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had a little bit of a slump that I went through because I had some personal demons mentally because of some deaths that happened around me that hurt me. But, you know, I still continue to fight. And, you know, like I said, I went through a slump, but, you know, I'm over that now. This is the reawakening of Brian Maxwell. And by the end of the Chad fight, everybody will know who I am. Of course, I got my fan base from Bare Knuckle. But, you know, I'm a social media. I have to be a social media guy right now.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah. Like, this your time to stamp your brand. Like, you know how people say you only get that 15 minutes? Use it,
yes, sir. And
yeah, this yours right now. I'm telling you, like Brian, this your time to let everybody know, like I'm that monster. I'm that next up and coming monster.
Yes, sir. And you know, I don't feel like this is my 15 minutes of fame. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like this is, you know, like I said, my reawakening to people knowing that this is what I really do, and you know, this is who I am. But like I was saying, you know, I've turned into a social media guy this past week and a half. And, you know, I've been peeping comments, you know, people asking, you know, who the fuck is Brian Maxwell? Who is this guy? And
yeah, you know, you're going to see a lot of that until June 6th.
And then peeping the other comments like, oh, man, this guy's a bare knuckle fighter. Y'all don't know who this is. Y'all got to watch out. You know, I've been seeing the good feedback and the negative feedback. But at the end of the day, I love it all. I'm one of those guys who've always been in the spotlight. You know what I'm saying? Like high school, I was in the spotlight for wrestling, always in the newspapers and on the news and on the school announcements for placing in tournaments and winning matches. And, you know, in college, you know, I was the only black guy on my wrestling team and in the program. And you know, so I definitely had
you had to go hard.
Yes, sir. And that's exactly what I did, bro. Like, you know, I had the all eyes on me. Like some of the guys would be pissed on the team because, you know, when the cameras and stuff came in the gym, you know, the cameras would be on me, and you know, I always got all the interviews and stuff like that. I mean, it was cool and stuff. And then, you know, with this MMA, when I first started MMA, like nobody knew who I was. And, you know, five fights in, you know, my name started buzzing in the state of Virginia. You feel me? And, you know, I started winning title after title after title. I ended up winning 7 titles as an amateur MMA guy. And, you know, my name rung bells. And coming into a pro, you know, I threw all that shit out the window. And, you know, my first 2 pro fights, you know, my name started buzzing again. You feel what I'm saying?
And like I'm saying, like, man, like, it's endless from this point, man. Like, it's all in what you make it now.
Yes, sir. And, you know, I love to stay on the grind. I'm an opportunist and I'm a go-getter. So if it's an opportunity for me to do something and there's something out there for me to go get, I'm going to get it. You know, like with this fight, you know, I've invested. I've actually had investors hit me up about some stuff, and I've actually invested and got partnered with some nice companies right now.
A lot of doors about to open for you, man.
Yes, sir. Especially if I knock Chad out, man, it's gonna be fucking nuts. Like, it is. Like I've had several security groups hit me up asking if I needed security. Like this is nuts.
Well, have you been getting like any messages or any feedback from any other stars? I mean, like athletes, NFL players about fighting Chad?
I mean, right now, Pac-Man Jones is mad at me. I seen him talking shit on Twitter, but you know, like that dude's like one of my favorite corners of all time too. Like, Jesus Christ, bro, why be mad at me? Like, like, damn, I ain't do nothing.
I've been supporting y'all career. Now you try to shoot me down?
Yeah, like, come on, bro. Like, why be mad at me? Like, they offered me the fight,
right?
They offer me some money. You think I'm going to say no to some money so I can feed my family?
Right.
And you know, you take care of the people around me? Fuck no. I'm not turning down no bag offer to me. You know what I'm saying?
And I think Brandon Marshall had something slick to say too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Brandon Marshall?
Yeah, Brandon Marshall had something slick to say about me too. I'm like, bro, I don't even – like, I like Brandon Marshall. Brandon Marshall. But I'm like, bro, you don't even know me. Like why are these cats talking shit about me? I don't even know you guys. Like,
use that to your advantage though. Like these guys' name is in, you know what I'm saying? Like they saying your name.
Yes, sir. And I heard Brandon Marshall tell Chad that he hope his booty end up in the air like Nate.
Come on, man. not like Nate, man.
Oh man, that was funny. Like, yeah, and they do a podcast together all the time. So hearing that was, you know, that lit some of the steam off. But you know, I ain't worrying about none of that, man. I'm a dude from a small place, man, from a country setting that grew up with nothing, man. So taking this opportunity means a lot to me, man. Like those guys, they already been in their bag. They're millionaires. I'm not a millionaire yet. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm taking this time to better myself and better my family. You know what I'm saying?
And like I try to get every athlete before I finish the conversation, like I told you, I kind of focus on the youth out there. So I see you say you had a 9-year-old son and you pushing him to train. So if you had a chance to say anything in front of a group of youth right now that wanted to be MMA fighter, boxer, wrestlers, that wanted to be there and needed that motivation, what would you tell them?
Man, I would tell them like I tell my son, if you want it, you got to go get it. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit. If you want to live a dream and you want to do something with yourself, go get it. Never stop the grind. All gas, no brakes. And, you know, like I tell my son, you know, like, I know you don't understand this right now, but one day you'll thank me for this talk, because I have this talk with my son all the time. And, you know, my son is spoiled. You know, anything he wants, you know, if I got it, he got it.
Daddy gonna get it for him.
Yes, sir. And, you know, his grandparents have spoiled him too. But, you know, like I tell him all the time, you might not know what this means right now because you're a kid. And, you know, you don't quite understand the way of life all the way just yet. But one day you're going to remember these conversations and realize, hey, you know, my daddy told me some real G type shit, and mm-hmm. he's going to pass it along to, you know, his kids and his friends around him that, you know, even though I pushed him and made him cry all the time and was super hard on him, you know, I told him it's going to pay off because, you know, I wish somebody did me like that when I was a kid, you know, feel what I'm saying? But, you know, I thank my stepdad for always, you know, telling me to grind and staying on top of my shit because, you know, my stepdad always told me, if you want something, go get it. You got to, don't let nobody give you nothing. You got to work for that. You feel what I'm saying?
And that's words straight from the champ. Man, I appreciate you blessing my podcast today, Brian, man. And
you yes, know, sir, man. Thank you for having me. And
yeah, man. Like, I had to get you up here, man. Like, it wouldn't have been right if I wouldn't have brought you on. It wouldn't have been right.
Yes, sir. And hey, if you want to do something post fight or something, hit me up, man. We can make some time, dog. And you know, I'm leaving for Miami next Thursday, I think. Okay. Maybe next Friday. And you know, I'm gonna have some downtime, and you know, before all these cameras start smacking me in the face and stuff.
Yeah, cause they coming. The paparazzi gonna pop up out of bushes behind buildings.
Hey, look, for real, I'm waiting on TMZ, dog.
Oh,
I'm
yeah, they coming. TMZ. They coming.
I'm waiting on TMZ.
That's why right. you got to keep your guard up on this match, because if you end up like Nate, I'm telling you, Brian, I'm telling you.
Right,
you
like be, my whole thing
you,
is
you gonna be TMZ. You gonna be on ESPN. You go, and yes, it's not gonna be in a good way.
And you know, I was already on SportsCenter last week. You know, they went ahead and announced the fight, and you know, they showed some highlights or something of me, and mm-hmm. that was awesome. That's how I knew it was real.
Yeah,
because if something lands on SportsCenter, ESPN, or TMZ, that's when you know you made it.
Oh yeah, you out there then. You is out there. And like I said, the fight, June 6th, Brian Maxwell, Chad Ochocinco Johnson. I mean, you got to tune in. Pay-per-view, it's going to be a blockbuster. It's going to be a blockbuster. Mayweather against Logan Paul. We got to tune in, man. We got to tune in.
Yes, sir. We're going to turn up.
We're going to turn up. Like I said, I appreciate you, Brian, man. We're going to link up again, man, because I enjoy talking to you, man.
Yes, sir, man. Just hit my inbox and we can set something up, dog.
I got you, man. And enjoy the rest of your day. And this is Championship Circle. God bless.
Yes, sir.